It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
And no messing around here. When you say comprehensive, that means I got to cover it all, which, you know, hopefully we do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and at Sports Byline USA. You know, look, the Super Bowl's in the books. Offseason starts, speculation starts, coaches are going in place. Patricia's been named. McDaniel, I don't think he's been officially named yet, but he's going to Indy, and we'll see how it plays out. Lots of stuff to talk about going forward here, and you know, as we get further and further into the offseason, there'll be free agency, there'll be cuts. Raiders already made a significant cut. Now, there's storylines. You have the first draft of Chucky out in Oakland. You got all these new coaches having to decide where the quarterbacks are going to go. It's a deep quarterback class. I was talking to somebody about that last night. In the first three rounds, you're probably going to have anywhere between 8 to 10 quarterbacks chosen. You think about that. That's interesting. Because just, you know, off the top of my head, a couple of the fringe guys, you know, you're going to see the obvious suspects in Darnold and Rosen. Baker Mayfield will get picked, obviously. Josh Allen will get picked. Mason Rudolph will get picked. The kid out of Virginia will get picked. Jackson will get picked. Kid out of Nebraska, Lee, will get picked. Now it's already 7. And there's other guys as well. And I mean, and you're going to see them go in three rounds. There's going to be, if you're not sure about this quarterback class and you don't want to invest a first rounder at the top, you're going to have plenty of room to maneuver. Listen, if you're listening to us on the American Forces Radio Network, so you know we love you, you protect us, and we appreciate it. Well, let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. Welcome back, Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And again, we talk about a lot of stuff here on the show and in the National Football League. Offseason is upon us, as it were. And, you know, like I said, some other things, ratings down, 158.5 million bet legally in Nevada, probably triple that around the country. And as I said, I was talking about quarterbacks, and you know, it's going to be a huge class of quarterbacks. And I'm going to type it up right here. There you go. Now, most of the boards, and I like Walter Football, because that guy operates with very little resources, and he puts together a pretty darn good website. Unanimously, everybody pretty much has Josh Rosen as the number one guy. And I would agree. And like I said, I'm a little selfish here, but Cleveland better make sure that they don't get too cute. And they're going to get a quarterback. Whether it's Darnold, whether it's Rosen, they're going to work them out. We'll see which one they like. Allen will be in the mix too, obviously, but we'll be talking about him in a minute. They better get it right. And if they're going to get cute and draft Saquon Barkley to start out with and then dump the decision in the lap of the Giants, I could, again, we'll see how Gettleman plays it, but I could see the Giants trading out from number two if Barkley isn't there and get a player and a draft pick or an additional number one draft pick, trade down. And get themselves some depth on that football team because they need it, particularly on the offensive line. I'm going on the assumption that the Giants' defense last year was a fluke. But with that being said, it will key on Cleveland's decision-making process. But like I said, if they get cute and they decide to grab Barkley, and it goes from there, and the Giants trade out, because there's going to be people looking for quarterbacks, Denver being one of them, the Jets being another one, you know, you may end up seeing some interesting things going on there. Now, Cleveland has multiple draft picks. There's a couple of teams in the first round with multiple draft picks. Buffalo being one of them. Now, if you're sitting at 21 and 22 and you want the Giants pick to grab your guy if Cleveland gets cute, give them both up and an offensive lineman. Get Richie Incognito to plug in at guard. He's a mauler. I'll take him. Make it work. And it can certainly play out that way. Giants trade down into the 20s. There'll still be plenty of good players available. If they don't get Barkley, there'll be a quarterback available. You know, again, Cleveland needs to not be cute. Second-ranked quarterback, Sam Darnold. Doesn't protect the football. He's got a great arm, doesn't protect the football. Josh Allen's ranked third. He's got a cannon. He's got a cannon. Big, physical dude. Played on a bad football team that he was running for his life. He's not accurate. He's not accurate. And he didn't show well in the practice. I look at this and I'm amazed at how people can look at the same thing and see two completely different things. CBS Sports Analysis. Oh, Allen did so well for himself down in Senior Bowl. I talked to everybody at the Senior Bowl. He didn't show well at all. Everything they were worried about with him came to fruition. He couldn't throw the ball in the ocean if he was sitting in a boat. He could throw it across the ocean. But you cannot teach accuracy. And that's a problem. Lamar Jackson. He's sitting there in Walter Land, ranked number four. And I would take him before Mayfield. I get it. You know, they're looking at him and they see the running ability and, you know, everything else. Now, here's a guy that passed the 60% last year. Again, questions with accuracy. But he throws well on the run. He's 6'3", 205. He's got a cannon. And he played on a bad football team. Baker Mayfield, fifth. Luke Falk, who I left out of the conversation in the previous hour. He'll go in the first three rounds. I don't know if he's going to go in the first round. Mason Rudolph, again. We'll find out. Now, they're saying in this scouting report that he's not accurate. He is accurate. Everything I've ever seen. Chase Litton, Kurt Benkert, who did do himself good at the Senior Bowl. Tanner Lee out of Nebraska, that's 10. Nick Shamanik, Riley Ferguson out of Memphis, who, again, in the Senior Bowl, showed incredibly well. Big production. Mike White out of Western Kentucky. So I'm up to 13 quarterbacks. Oh, and Kyle Laletta, who also showed well in the Senior Bowl. He showed so well, he probably moved himself from being undrafted into probably a third-round guy, maybe a fourth-round guy. But again, I just popped 13, 14 quarterbacks out there. And there's a real distinct possibility that 10 of them will go in the first three rounds. So if you're not sure about your quarterback and you don't think that there is a sure thing quarterback, because in these systems, it has now become very difficult to evaluate these guys. Just wait. Just wait. You know, it's funny. I love the knocks on Lamar Jackson. Here's a guy that, you know, played in a pro set with Bobby Petrino. One of the few quarterbacks in this draft that did. Well, I mean, the guys at the top did. But no spread offense here. And by the way, for all the people that passed on Deshaun Watson a year ago for the exact same things, well, look how that turned out. Now, over his career, as he got better and better, he got his career percentage mark up to about 56, 57%. He wanted higher. But with that being said, like I said, when the draft comes around, it's going to be fun because this one is going to be very unique. A lot of skill position guys in this draft. Let's see who's overrated and who isn't. We'll be back right after this.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Attack, Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Like I said, I go through Walter, and I look at various different, you know, situations and who needs what and everything else. And I'll be curious to see if Cleveland gets cute Because if they draft Saquon Barkley, I think a lot of things are going to happen. The running back class drops off after that. I mean, Bryce Love went back to college anyway, but Kerryon Johnson, Darius Geis, Sony Michel. These are all nice runners that you're more than likely going to get in the second round or the third round. So if you need a running back, it's not like it's a lack of talent there. This is not a particularly deep class. I'll tell you a guy who's underrated. Now, maybe it is depth, just not at the top end. But Ronald Jones out of USC. He's tough SOB. He goes between the tackles. And that'll, by the way, he catches the football, too. There's some intriguing guys out there. Royce Freeman. Rashad Penny is going to be an interesting choice. Again, he's much bigger than people give him credit for. And I don't mean height-wise. I'm talking 5'11", 220. He goes between the tackles. You know, I'm going to have to work with him on technique a little bit. But, again, with that being said, the offseason is fun. And I talked to you about what happened with the Oakland Raiders. David Amerson got cut, which saves them $6 million on the cap. Because that time of the year is coming around where you got to make decisions on where guys are on the roster come March and all that kind of good stuff. So they ended up cutting them loose. He'll play for somebody next year. You know, he's 26 years old. He's still got a lot of mileage left. But he got hurt last year. 33 starts in 3 seasons, 6 interceptions. You know, you're looking for a guy to add that you'll probably get at a reasonable price because of the injury history. Well, he may end up being one of those guys. So we'll see. Interesting group of free agents out there. You know, it was funny. I talked about the 10 to 13 quarterbacks that could go in the first 3 rounds. And, you know, look, Kirk Cousins is out there, and Kansas City's already pulled the trigger on a trade. McCown's out there coming off a career year. Glennon will probably be released, and he'll be out there. There are a lot of guys out in the market who can play quarterback. Now, how well they can play quarterback remains to be seen. But we'll see. Now, in the NBA, some milestone stuff. Nowitzki hit 50,000 minutes played. He's, you know, I got to tell you, Dirk, he was not my kind of player when he first came into the league. He was entirely an outside guy. Didn't do anything in the post. Didn't even pretend to try to play defense. And he's still got something left in the tank. He's been in the league now 106 years. But he's been durable. You know, they're in transition. But there's only a couple of other players that are in the 50,000-minute club. Kareem, Malone, Garnett, Kidd, and Elvin. And for those of you who don't know who Elvin is, look it up. Not Elvis, Elvin. That's pretty cool. He's a legend. He's 39 years old. You know, I don't know if he's going to be back next year. He'll walk out on his own terms. Now, he said he wants to come back, and I don't think Mark Cuban's going to keep him from doing that. But they're not a very good basketball team, and they will have to move on. Afterwards. Well, it goes. We get it. Rashad Vaughn goes to the Nets for Tyler Zeller. By the way, I always get a kick out of these columns by the basketball writers, and this one's Wojo. Former first-round pick. They're all former first-round picks. Hello? It's the NBA. There's only two rounds, you know? Chances are pretty good if you're moving somebody. He's a former first-round pick. Really wish they'd quit doing that. It hasn't worked so far for Rashad Vaughn. We'll find out. I don't know. I think it's one of those things, and Sean Marks has been doing this in Brooklyn for a while now. He's accumulating picks that, you know, there were high hopes for. When you get drafted 17th overall, they expect you to be able to be serviceable in the league. And it hasn't played out that way for Rashad Vaughn, but he's buried. You know, they have better guards on that roster. So, he'll come to Brooklyn. He'll get into the rotation, maybe. And it's basically just a giant tryout camp for the Nets. I mean, and we'll veer off the highway here for a couple of seconds. But you look at the Nets roster as constituted right now, okay? Now, Lin's out, okay? But D'Angelo Russell, former number three overall pick. Jahlil Okafor, former number three overall pick. Nick Stauskas, lottery pick. Eighth overall with Sacramento. Now, Stauskas hasn't evolved yet. D'Angelo Russell, well, you know what happened in L.A. But he's averaging 16.2 and 4.5 assists. And that's after being hurt for a good chunk of the year. And he was playing really good basketball to start out with. Spencer Dinwiddie has evolved into a revelation for them. And he's a second-round guy. Maybe he continues to improve. 6'6", 200 pounds, 13.5 points, 6.5 assists. He's a keeper. He played in the D-League early in the year. Kenny Atkinson's given him the playing time. And we'll see. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys on this roster that won't be there somewhere down the line. But, so they make this deal for Zeller, who's a spare part at this point in time. They got Joe Harris, who's finally figured out how to shoot, and he's going to be a sixth man of the year candidate somewhere down the line. They haven't quite figured out how to use Okafor yet, but they will. They got Jared Allen, their own draft pick from this year. Best Afro in the league right now. And he'll figure it out. He's 19 years old. You know, but basically the Nets are a tryout camp right now. You come in, you haven't got any opportunity, you haven't had the chance to do X, Y, and Z. Come on in. We'll give you a shot. And I would say, you know, 70% of this roster won't be there next year. Quincy Acey won't be on this team next year. Will Rondae Hollis-Jefferson? I don't know. He needs to board better than what he is right now. Damari Carroll's a piece. He could get moved before the trade deadline. If you can get a draft pick for him, somebody's looking, yeah, I'd take him. We'll see. But for Milwaukee, it gives them some clog in the middle, which they need. They don't have a rim protector. John Henson ain't the guy, and neither is Thon Maker. You know, with the deals that they've made and getting Jason Kidd out, I still think Kidd can be a good coach, just it didn't work in Milwaukee. But with the Freak, Jabari's back. He's only played a couple of games, but he's doing okay. How he fits remains to be seen. They're going to have to use him judiciously to start out with. But Zeller goes right in. And he'll more than likely start for them. Big body, protects the rim, gets up and down the court. That's what they need. Milwaukee's pretty good. And they're kind of figuring it out. So if they do, beware. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back with more fun right after this. I'm Black. You're not.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Rastaman. Not bad. Welcome back to the attack, Black. You, Robert, out in the West Coast. It's all good. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, NBA trade deadlines approaching. Moves are getting made. I was just looking at Milwaukee. 29-23, 7-3 in their last 10, 2 in a row. They've only dropped one game since the coaching change. Creeping up on the Wizards. Indiana, which is playing great basketball as well, they're keeping them at bay. Detroit snuck into the conversation now. They're 26-26, tied with Philly for the last spot. Philly gets the tiebreaker as of right now. Charlotte's making a bit of a run since the Big Red Dog came back. But I think probably too big of a hole. And, you know, when I look at teams and you look at potential playoff teams, Boston's 18-7 on the road. Toronto's 15-12. Cleveland, who is still protecting home court pretty decently at 19-7, is 11-14 on the road. That's an issue. And I mean, they got lots of issues, but that's an issue. The Wizards 14-13 on the road, which is keeping them afloat right now. Milwaukee 11-14. That's got to change. I mean, they're flirting with 500, so not so bad. Miami's up above 500, but they've lost. They're 3-7 in their last 10, and the loss of Dion is finally starting to show up a little bit. Could they get blown past? I guess theoretically they could. And again, they're the collective, not the big star, but they're 29-25, and they're sitting in the 7 hole right now. A couple games in front of Milwaukee, in front of Philadelphia, who, you know, let's be honest, they're not playing good basketball. Is there a little heat on Brown at this point? Yeah, there probably is. I don't think they'd make a midseason change, but don't be surprised if for some reason the Sixers don't make the playoffs this year, that he bites the dust, because they need to make the playoffs this year. This is the year. Get in. Get the kids to taste. Figure out who's actually leading that team. And I think that's part of the issue. You know, we talk about it all the time. Jahlil Okafor, just because of ability. I mean, Joel Embiid, I'm sorry. Joel Embiid. I'm busy reading an article here. And who's the guy? J.J. Redick, Jared Bayless, T.J. McConnell. They don't have veterans on that team who can take the mantle of leadership. So it's Embiid when he's on the court. And again, they're still being judicious with the minutes, but, you know, look, he's going to get MVP votes. 23.5 and 11 boards. And he's only playing about 30 minutes a game. Simmons has leveled off. And again, it's always amazing to listen to the talking heads. Well, it's Simmons. He's the rookie of the year. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, there are people who made their mind up after the first game. But his game's leveled off a little bit. Terrific player. No outside shot. You know, but if I'm Philly, and I'm sure GMs are trying to hold them up for either Saric or, you know, somebody, I don't know, Robert Covington, whoever. But they need some senior leadership on that team. And I'm being ha-ha funny college, but they do. They need somebody to control that roster. There's nobody's on there right now that can do it. I mean, J.J. Redick, he's a good guy, but the kids in that locker room are not going to listen to him. He's a one-year designated shooter that they brought in to try to get them to the playoffs. He's 33 years old. He's got 1 foot out the door. He's not re-upping with them. So they're not going to listen to him. And Philly isn't going to want him next year. At this point in his career, as a starter, he's giving them good numbers and good minutes. But again, so, and the target has got to be Saric. I mean, he's athletic. He's a legit big man. He gets up and down the court. He's in his second year. The upside's amazing for him. But they need somebody within everybody who is starting for them, with the exception of Reddick, is either a one-year or two-year guy thus far. I mean, not Covington, but everybody else. And T.J. McConnell and, you know, Amir Johnson has no gravitas in that locker room. And I think that's part of the problem, because right now their leader is their coach. And I'm not so sure that they're listening to him. Right now they're doing it on raw talent. You know, put some distance between them and the Knicks. But Detroit's creeping up the rearview mirror, and Charlotte's not too far behind them. So we'll see. And then you go down the rest of the contenders and or slash pretenders. Detroit's 9-16 on the road. Charlotte's 8-16 on the road. The Knicks are 7-21 on the road, which is putrid. And they don't close out basketball games. So, we'll see. Ty Lue, who just got the dreaded vote of confidence from the Cavaliers, said no doubt that the Cavs are going to make the playoffs. Well, yeah, come on. Hello? They better make the playoffs. The problem with what's going on with Cleveland right now is they're not just losing basketball games. They're getting embarrassed. Blown out by Houston. They're losing at home. They got 31 games left to play. They'll get to 50, maybe. 20 wins, 11 losses, might be a little much to ask. Maybe 45. 45 will get them in. But Kevin Love's out. IT hasn't been able to blend in yet. And do they move that, which would be right now the fifth pick in the draft? I have no doubt that LeBron would like to see that happen, but I don't know that it's going to. Because, they cannot get any level of commitment out of LeBron as to him saying what he's going to do and what he isn't going to do. So, they've got to hold on to it. They could get an elite player. And if LeBron walks, then it's Isaiah's team. And maybe they meld together better. I don't know. But they're playing butt ugly right now. And I don't know that they could get past it. Seltzer on a roll. What direction does it go? If I was Dan Gilbert, I understand it's not tradition in the NBA anymore, but I swear to God I make LeBron the coach. I do. I do. Run the team. You're running it anyway. So why the hell not? And for whatever reason, it's just not gelling for them. And I don't know if it's personality between LeBron and IT. IT's hip. Don't know. Don't know the answer. They put Tristan Thompson back in the lineup. Hasn't made a difference. They're an older, slower team. And in today's NBA, older and slower doesn't get it done. So I don't know the answer. I really don't. I wish I had an answer. LeBron shot 3-10. They got caught up in pace, and, you talk about no contest. That was no contest. Chris Paul back in the lineup. He and Harden teamed up. Harden only scored 16 points. He couldn't find his three-point shot. JR played good defense on him. Chris Paul picked up the slack. And, oh, by the way, Clint Capella, 9 boards, 14 points. Should be on the All-Star team. You know, Houston's got something going there. I know it's D'Antoni, but they got defensive pieces and they're still scoring like they used to score. They're blowing out teams. That aspect of it itself is pretty damn impressive. Yeah. And they're still sitting on top of their division, but only by a game and a half off of Milwaukee, who, as we said, is playing damn good basketball, and Indiana's in the picture as well. And Detroit hasn't lost since Blake Griffin came on board. I told you why I like Blake Griffin. And again, do I think he's a top 10 player in the league? No. No. He's a top 20 player. And in today, in the NBA, with small ball and the whole 9 years, I'd rather have Blake on my team than a lot of other players who are valued. And you saw a perfect example of it. You know, Lillard, McCollum, the dynamic duo backcourt, they don't get the ball to Nurkic when it matters. One of them has to go. One of them has to go. Probably McCollum. And Lillard has to be willing to get that ball inside when they need to have it happen and take advantage of that size and athletic mix-up, matchup. Because Griffin and Drummond took care of their business. Griffin's the number one scoring option, but he doesn't have to be the number one defensive option or rebounding option. That's Andre Drummond's department. And you don't have to take him off the floor anymore because he's making his free throws. They still don't have a ton of depth, but I'll tell you something. They're playing darn good basketball. And it was a bold move by Stan Van Gundy. We're making a bold move to a commercial right now. We're going to come back and wrap this mess up right after this.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, that's me wrapping it up here. Again, trade deadline is almost upon us, and, well, you know, we'll see what happens. An interesting story here. I'll get into it a little more tomorrow, I think. But the Lakers allegedly shifting their focus in free agency to 2019 now, in a class that could include Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler. You know, it when you look at this class and you look at LeBron, maybe, but I don't think he fits there. Paul George, which, you know, you're getting mixed signals out of him. He seems to love the city, and he appreciated what Russ did for him involving the All-Star game, and DeMarcus Cousins, who got hurt. Now, you know, when you look at what's going on with the Lakers, and they're playing pretty good basketball right now, 10 of 14. And you look at Lonzo, and you look at Kuzma, and you look at Josh Hart, and you look at Brandon Ingram, and you know, some of these guys may stay, some won't. Where does Julius Randle fit in? Jordan Clarkson. But they seem to be gelling as a team and accepting their roles. Now, I would start Kuzma. But they weren't winning with him starting, so coach took it in a different direction. But they seem to be getting a look at things now and trying to figure out who fits where. And maybe they're thinking that some of these guys in 19 after another year's draft, maybe getting a sniff of the playoffs, we'll see. And bringing in a guy like Kawhi or somebody along those lines may end up being a little more beneficial. Anyway, we'll explore this a little more tomorrow. I'm going to tap out, and thanks to Robert for keeping it all in a mess and, you know, duct taping it and spit wadding it together and everything else. Not always easy as a task. And we'll be back and talk to you again soon. I promise. Bye.